Welcome to the .metaverse podcast. Today we'll hear from Scott Vanden Kolar, Chief Technology Officer of Zero Latency, to learn more about roaming the metaverse in the physical world. This was recorded at the Metaverse Summit at CES 2022, hosted by Touchcast.
Hi, my name is Scott Vanden Kolar. I'm the CTO and one of the co-founders of Zero Latency. I was one of the main technical people behind inventing the technology, which became the foundations of which Zero Latency as a company grew back in 2012, 2013. We started as a really small startup, building virtual reality experiences for location-based free roam VR, or what we now know as arena scale VR. And we built these experiences originally around creating entertainment. So we started with a zombie type experience, and what immediately became apparent in our very first crowdfunding campaign was that the social experience was easily the most important part of these virtual interactions. And so very quickly we built our first location in Melbourne, Australia in 2015, and we just kept putting more and more people in and getting more players. We now build experiences where we have 8 players in a shared virtual reality space, in these warehouses where they can do these experiences together with friends and just build amazing bonds with each other. So coming from that one location in Melbourne, we're now at over 60 locations around the world, and we're growing at an increasing pace. We're finding that people absolutely love these shared VR experiences, and definitely the social aspect of what we do is absolutely always at the core of ensuring that a customer has a great time at Zero Latency site. So while today we focus on these entertainment experiences, we've always known from the very start that creating this network of locations all around the world where people can go and experience virtual reality, really, and these virtual worlds, but with as little technical understanding as possible. They put on the virtual reality equipment and they get to freely walk around the space and they freely interact with each other, as they would in the real world. You don't have to understand how to use a controller and how to use complicated buttons, presses, or different locomotion mechanics. It's just about really being present in the space and being able to just understand and immerse yourself in your surroundings. These kind of experiences are not limited to what we can just do with entertainment. Shooting zombies is a whole lot of fun, of course, but there's always work to be done. And we can see some great opportunities with that. So coming over to things like the metaverse, and what we're talking about today is the metaverse is about connecting people in the same sort of way as Zero Latency has been. It's about enabling a digital experience that allows you to connect that physical and virtual world together, be it through a digital twin or through bringing in more of those relatable components about the real world and making them digital. So combined with the power of something like Zero Latency's global network, we have this amazing opportunity to bring people together in a way which is seamless for the users, for the people who come into the experience, and also just enabling the types of interactions which we would have only thought about in science fiction. Some simple examples of this would be things like being able to do a vehicle demonstration, or maybe it's an engineering, it's like, say, trying to build a building in Dubai, but your engineers are somewhere in the US, you could still have that conversation and talk around whatever digital, you know, virtual model it might be, and still treat that experience as if you were in the same room. So yes, we can do those types of interactions with basic virtual reality, but when you add free roam virtual reality over the top and the ability to actually just walk around and treat the space as if it was just the same as the real world, it breaks down the barriers of technology and allows people to actually just be present in the moment. They don't have to worry about, oh, what button do I press to move around and get to the other side of a vehicle and view it maybe from a different angle. That doesn't matter. You just walk when you want to go into a different spot. Those kind of when you remove those technical limitations, it gives you the ability to allow anyone to truly access and experience parts of the metaverse or any other type of experience. And I think that is a really important part of the next steps of the building blocks of getting more people involved in the technology, as well as just enabling better forms of communication. And there's new opportunities in that space. There'll be things that we haven't even thought of yet. Another big part of this is going to be in real estate. So being able to do home walkthroughs and things like that, being able to show buildings that are either in another country or possibly even don't exist yet. And the realtor who is and is selling it doesn't even have to be in the same country. They could be from anywhere in the world and still be able to present to the other person as if they were in the same room. And I think those types of experiences and that sort of technology is going to enable the speed and break down the barriers really of distance, where it won't matter where in the world you are. We've already seen an enormous amount of progression and a lot of demand from all over the world of how much the recent lockdowns and not being able to travel has created all of this new demand for much more video calls. People are much more able to go digital and way more willing to go digital than they were certainly 2 years ago. Trying to get a virtual conference to take place in 2019 would have seemed just practically impossible. But very rapidly, this has become the norm. So I think we're going to see much quicker and much easier adoption of these new technologies. And so finding great ways to interact with them in a really seamless fashion is really critical. And that's where certainly Zero Latency as a company, we're really excited to be involved. I mean, we're currently operating in already all over Europe, the US, and across Asia. We already have this fairly global network. We're in about 24, 25 countries and constantly growing. So that kind of new opportunity there is certainly exciting, something which we're doing a lot of preparation for at the moment. What's next from here? So we're continuing to invest in new technology, new systems which enable this, make it simpler, easier, and faster for people to get into virtual reality experiences, as well as just breaking more of those technical barriers down, just making it so it doesn't feel clunky. Whenever you get into your virtual reality gear and you get layered up with cables and extra peripherals and devices and things like that, it starts to distract you with the technology components rather than just being immersed in the content, whatever it is that you're placing yourself into. So we're trying to minimize that as much as we can, make that experience as seamless as possible, and make sure that the quality of the experiences that we're putting people into, the quality of their surroundings, both through like what they can see and hear and interact with, making sure that that is the best representation of what people expect, really, from the spaces that they're going into. So, yeah, at this stage, this is just the beginning. We have a lot more to show you. We have a lot more coming in 2022, and we can't wait to show you what's coming next. Thank you for listening.
In the next episode, we'll hear from Mitch Lowe, advisor and professional speaker. Learn more and claim your free .metaverse domain today by visiting touchcast.com.